Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
I'm Jenny Jaffe. You can find me on Twitter at Jenny Jaffe.
Yeah, welcome back. Or thanks. Welcome us back, as we always say.
Oh, yeah. Welcome you back.
Well, I'm not telling you to. I'm saying that.
Oh, welcome back? Wait, why am I welcoming you guys back? This is your
Because we're in your house. We slept on your couch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Together. How'd you guys sleep? You
great.
Guys spooned. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I like that you switch off who's the big spoon. I think that's very...
Egalitarian
yeah. of you guys, yeah.
Well, everyone has to be warm.
Well, it's even nights and odd nights. It's the
mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet.
Even nights.
Even nights. Knights of Ren. Well, thanks for coming back on the show,
yeah,
at least, for minute 102 of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. 102 starts with Finn explaining his plan to rescue Rey. And it ends with Rey telling Finn that she can't explain how she got away. So that's kind of ironic.
Rescued.
Rescued. To rescue Rey.
This seems like it would be a good time to pull the old capture a stormtrooper and steal the uniform type thing.
Hmm.
Especially since Finn is like a stormtrooper. He would know exactly where to go and
He's
what to say.
He's literally a stormtrooper.
And,
yeah. He,
like what if he just went back to his old locker?
Yeah.
Like, and got...
It's just in there.
Yeah.
And well, maybe like they're all trying to be like, we're going to go steal their costumes. Like, oh, or we could just, you know, use the stormtrooper costume I have. Right.
They all look the same, guys.
Yeah, go to the locker, you know, get right, one out. Yeah. I wonder if he was tempted to go back and get any personal effects.
Mm.
Do you think stormtroopers keep like pictures of their friends or whatever in their lockers? Like, you think there are personal effects?
I think they give out like I give everyone a stormtrooper picture of someone wearing the helmet, so that way you just say it's whatever right. friend you have.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Very,
no, I totally efficient. Want to see a stormtrooper yearbook, and it's all the same picture.
As long as they don't have a stormtrooper taking the pictures, because then you wouldn't see
right,
thinking that they would never
it would
be able
just
to
be
get
a bunch of walls.
Yeah, it seems like the kind of thing that like fascist regimes just aren't like huge on personal effects, like
right,
in
true,
general.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
But it'd be kind of nice if it was just like he just had like a little house plant or whatever. He's like, yeah,
he spends the rest of the day carrying around one of those cardboard boxes filled with
right.
his, like, you know,
like
trophy
storage box with like
yeah,
a little lamp.
It's my special mop.
Also, I bet he'd believe her.
Yeah.
For the record, after everything that's happened so far in this movie,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, what's the part that you think she thinks he wouldn't believe is the kind of mind trick, using the mind trick
I
on,
think she,
on James
I think
Bond?
It's the, yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably it. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly, like, I think it's her being forceful.
Right.
But it's like, I think he'd probably buy that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Like, I just told the stormtrooper to let me go and he did. And he'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd believe anything at this point, really.
He's in love.
Well, do you think it's...
I do. I don't know. I think they're
yeah.
cute.
I think this...
This scene is some pretty good evidence. Look at that hug.
Right. Well, there's
hugs,
a...
look at those hugs.
There's a good note on that in the script, because it mentions that when Finn says, we came back for you, Rey just kind of clicks that she's like, this is, that's all she's ever wanted anyone to say in her life. That's all she's been waiting for, is somebody right. to come back for her. So when he's like, oh, we came back for you, then all of a sudden she's just like, oh, somebody cares. Like,
yeah.
And it opens up. So I don't, I'm not sure that I'm reading it as romantically, but just as like, oh, like someone.
I'm reading as romantic on Finn's end.
I think it's, I don't think Rey has romantic feelings necessarily.
No, I don't know that either of them do.
I think Finn does. I think Finn has a crush.
He did say something about cute boyfriend, but not like, I don't know. It doesn't seem.
Well, cause he's like a, cause he's like a wimp. That's why it doesn't seem.
I guess.
It's a kind of Edward. Who's the other one from Twilight?
Jacob.
Jacob and Twilight.
Bella. I was thinking the other.
No, Bella's the girl, isn't it?
The girl.
Who's the other boy in it? Edward.
And Jacob, right? Team Edward, Team Jacob. That was the thing.
Kylo Ren is like the bad boy of that.
Right.
And Finn is the good little, like, cuddly, you know, boy.
But I really think Rey is just, like, not interested.
Oh, yeah. I think Finn
is definitely has a crush on her. But I know that a lot of people are also very Team Finn and Poe.
Right.
Storm pilot. Fluid. The future is
you
much more the
maybe
past.
Everybody. Yeah. Maybe everybody. Maybe they're a throuple.
Maybe they're not so uptight about.
Right.
But the fact that the first thing that Finn says is, oh, did he hurt you? Because he's aware that there's that, you know, that triangle. So he's like, oh, did he hurt you? Did that, my rival hurt you? Not oh, not even like, are you okay?
No, are you
like,
okay?
He hurt you, you know? Right. So,
anyway. Interesting. That's
Although,
true.
Well, but he saw, I think that's because he saw. Her, I mean, it is that a little bit, but also because he saw her
in his arms,
carried away
in his literally getting carried away in his arms.
Yeah,
so he's definitely. Right. Anyway, so Han says, "Oh, do you have a plan?" And Finn says, "Hell no." And does that fall into that? One of the discussions we've been having, Jenny, this season is the use of phrases like "Hell no." Which seem very they don't seem very Star Warsy in that sense.
But that was always the thing about Star Wars.
It was
that they kind of talk like regular people.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
And it's just that like now it's people writing in 2000, whenever 17, whenever this was, and not 2000 or not 1976.
Right. So none of the things have you heard of those complaints before?
Those modernisms.
I hadn't heard that. As a complaint, I just feel like that's the Star Wars thing as opposed to like the Star Trek thing, where in Star Trek people talk like diplomats and in Star Wars they talk like people,
like
regular people. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I don't remember him saying hell no until you just said it.
He definitely says hell no.
All right.
I also don't even
Christian
know that's
hell
not
no.
even right. really a bear hell no. That's not even a very bear hell's the worst hell.
Oh, yeah. Because all the fur is on fire.
It's just the movie Grizzly Man in reverse.
No.
Okay, about bear bringing a guy back to life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's another one of Bear Jesus's miracles. Hell No isn't even like that modern. People have been saying that for a while, right?
I guess so.
Well, as I said, this is in the future. It's not. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is
true. So they invented the term hell.
They invented it. So it's not modern. Exactly.
Ancient basic. And then Finn also has that. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You know, he does that little.
Right.
Little.
It's a little comedy bit.
Yeah.
But it's like a. Yeah. It's again, it's modern.
Yeah.
But it's in, you know, that's why the movie, I think, is so successful. And some people don't like it. Don't like that it does that. But I think, you know, it's. Like I said, instead of remaking Star Wars, they just made a modern movie set in Star Wars that touches on a lot of the same themes. And so I don't know. I think that's, I could complain about that, but I'm not going to. You know, I'm fine with it. There are a lot of other things. You know, I'd rather have a movie that kind of uses modern language, both, you know, in dialogue and cinematically to tell a Star Wars story than to have a movie that tells a bad Star Wars story using the same traditional tools.
Well, yeah, I mean, the alternate is that they try and replicate the way it used to sound, and like that probably wouldn't sound very organic either.
Right, where everybody sounds 70s.
Yeah, that would sound...
They're all dynamite! Yeah.
That is one funky bass.
It makes me wonder if that little bit was improvised or something. That's also why it doesn't feel very Star Warsy, because it's, you know.
Well, it also just doesn't right. necessarily
George Lucas's characters
feel...
tend to be much more stodgy and stuck in a kind of
right.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Jen?
Oh, I was just gonna say also, like, I don't feel like Finn would be that confused by what he was trying to do.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's not be used to, like, they don't do that in the First Order.
Well, because they all have helmets on. So he's
oh,
like,
yeah, so they can't,
he can't even
he's
see
like,
faces.
He didn't know that faces could move like that yeah. until recently. Like, he was like, they can only move side to side.
Yeah, I wonder how much they wear the helmets. Do you think they wear the helmets most of the time? They're awake? That would be an interesting,
if
yeah.
they even sleep in them.
You think they even sleep in them?
That would be cool. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I recently went to Disneyland. And there was like stormtroopers walking around Star Wars Land, and my friend had her cell phone out, and the stormtrooper like made her put it away, and it was like really weird. Like he just like stood there and like signaled for her to put it away. It was like a bit, but it was also like, why?
That's such fascist. Those
I know. Doesn't matter why. They could just they're just there to control you.
Yeah, I guess so. It just felt like a weird bit to do. Like when you there's no way of knowing within the context of like. The thing, like, she could have been text. I mean, she was, you know, just like f-ing around on her phone, but it could have been like an emergency or something.
Yeah,
right.
Wait, this was at the walking around and stuff.
This was walking around in Tomorrowland.
Hmm.
So you didn't know if that was like a security guard telling you?
Oh no, it was for sure a stormtrooper.
No, but were they telling you it because photography is not allowed, or were they well, telling you because I'm a stormtrooper and I'm a bad guy? Wink,
we were
wink.
Like, why? Yeah, we were like, why are they asking right. you to put your phone away? It was yeah. that was like, the weird thing about it. I think it was because it was like, enjoy yourself. You're at Disneyland.
Oh,
but...
seize the moment. That was stormtrooper right,
yeah. but the, yeah, you know, stormtroopers are just like really all about. Yeah.
control
living in the yeah. living in the moment.
Oh, well, someday it. We're all gonna be dead. Enjoy this now.
Will you be on your deathbed wondering if you spent too much time on your phone?
Now, are you sure that he worked there?
80%. Okay. It was a janky costume. Mm. Like, it was like cardboard it was, stormtrooper costume.
It was like a Sunset Boulevard.
They always look cheaper in real life than they do in the
yeah.
movies,
yeah.
You know, movie props and stuff.
You know, they don't let people dress up to Disneyland like adults because they don't want anybody looking like a janky version of a Disney character.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at the very least. I mean,
and then
who
like,
knows what, what.
And know. Then like doing a thing like, do like, I don't know, terrorizing a small right. child.
Yeah. Or just like, hey, do you want to take a picture with,
yeah, right. exactly.
Pac-Man? It's $10. And
did you say Pac-Man?
I said, no, that would be like $30. I said Padme, but.
Oh, I was like, I'm just dressed up as Pac-Man to go to Disneyland.
Well, now I'm just picturing all like Anakin and Pac-Man, like doing like all yeah. the Anakin and Padme stuff, but with Pac-Man instead. Yeah. And I'm enjoying that alternate universe.
Wait, that's really funny. I really like this universe.
He's like, I love you. I have Pac-Man fever.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Do you think they would let you dress up as like a non, like a DreamWorks character and go to Disneyland?
That's
like
a good
like a
question.
Bootleg version of a DreamWorks character, because they're like, look at how lame this guy is.
I mean, I think it depends if it's like a full body costume or if it's like a something where you can see your face. I feel like right. they probably just don't want people walking in wearing
right. that too.
In masks.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, like, are furries, like, allowed at Disneyland? Like, who are just dressed as, like, random animals?
I would say probably not. Again, because the mask thing that you're saying.
Right.
I guess you could wear the body without the mask.
I guess. That's a good question. It would be really hot, though. I feel like for the whole day, that would be kind of cumbersome to wear. And, like, certainly also would. To get on the rides, that would be kind of difficult, you know? So...
Yeah.
I wonder, they probably have, like, furry night.
Do you think so? I mean, probably.
No.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about the gangs of Disneyland lately. Really, it's a thing I'm very fascinated by, is, like, Disney goths. And all those sort of, like, gangs that have, like the Neverlanders or whatever. Like, you see them walking around. They have, like, jean jackets with their, like, Disney gang on their back.
Really?
This is real.
This is a real thing?
This is a real thing. This is not a bit. People, like, come to Disneyland and, like, they're gangs of Disneyland. Like, people have different, like... Like they've got like if you look out for it, you see it. Like have like on the back of their jackets the Disney gang they're a part of. I don't totally know what being in the gang entails and if you have to like kill someone to get in or whatever, but like you have to like how do you make your bones in the Disney gang world?
You have to make somebody happy.
Yeah.
You have to make somebody so happy they die.
Right.
I love the idea that they're gangs and they have to kill people, but for Disney World, like the most.
Right.
But it's like they all go in together, I think. Yeah. And I think it's about camaraderie and Disney or something.
That's weird. It's probably, you probably have to have a certain number of pins or something.
Probably.
Pins
are like another big part of it. Right. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Pins are a very big part of it.
I don't understand the Disney culture, I gotta say. I know some people are really into it, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be. I'm saying I don't understand it.
I love Disney, but I think I have a very healthy adult relationship to Disney that I think sometimes...
That's exactly what someone would say if they had a problem if they were obsessed with Disney.
I'm like very like adamant that I think I don't want like... I don't want to get proposed to at Disney. I don't want to do a honeymoon there because I'm like, I don't want it like in touch with the adult parts of my life. Like I want it to be a wonderful replica, like part of childhood. And like, I don't know.
Right.
I love Disney, but I don't have like Disney tattoos and stuff. I don't know. I have worked for Disney. That's pretty into Disney.
There you go.
That's literally into Disney.
Yeah, that's literally into Disney.
Into Disney as you can get. I know you recently went to New Zealand. I saw social network. I also recently went to New Zealand.
Oh, really? Do you love it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I went to the Hobbiton, and there were people there getting their wedding pictures taken in the Hobbit.
That does not shock me.
Mm. Yeah, they weren't wearing Hobbit clothes. They were just wearing a bride and regular modern bride and groom outfits. Mm. But
We didn't make it to Hobbiton. I did want to see it though. We did go to Weta though. That
I saw that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that. Between us, we had the complete experience.
We did. I know. We could have seen all of it. Hobbiton seems very cool though. We drove up the trail to Mount Doom.
That was cool. That seems kind of
the seventh most dangerous road in the world to drive.
Wow,
so it was terrifying. The first most dangerous in the Southern Hemisphere. Yeah, it was awful.
In terms of like people have actually died there?
It's the width of one car.
Wow.
Like and that's like the and it's a two-way road. It's on the side of a cliff. It's terrifying.
Wow.
Well, you gotta get rid of that ring. Can't make it easy.
Yeah.
Speaking of making things easy, we see Rey emerge from her little catacomb there.
Climbing up off the thing.
Yeah. And as we learned, she was supposed to have gone into one door and then snuck around through the ducts or whatever and then emerged from another one. But I thought that she just went and came out of the same one because it looks exactly the same as the one she went into. So I'm glad we learned that. I thought she just went in, hung out for a little bit, and then just happened to come out when Han and...
No, she was crawling around inside the...
Yeah.
In the guts of the walls.
In the guts. Yeah. I don't understand how no one has spotted her climbing on the outside of the walls, considering that they're supposed to be on red alert and looking for the runaways and things like that.
Well, they are distracted by the
she also
attacking
the force.
Rebels.
Yeah,
and she told them to let her through.
Yeah,
so.
She has like a
force sneak.
Force field
right.
covering her.
That's why they call it a force field.
Yes, exactly. It's a capital F
right.
in the trademark after force.
So everybody's worrying about the X-Wings.
Ah.
And so nobody's looking at the walls.
It's perfect
except
cover.
For the people who were there to find her who were looking at the
Again,
walls.
Again, feels like they're a little lazy. They should have sent out all their, all their TIE fighters. It just feels like everybody's going like, you know what? Let's let this one slide.
They have a much smaller staff than anyone ever actually realized. That.
Right.
Yeah. They only have 10 X-Wings and the only 10 Stormtroopers they have are up in the X-Wings. That's all I have for minute 102.
There was a cut scene here, a quick cutaway to back to the resistance control room, where in between, I don't know if it was in between the fighters and seeing Han and Finn, or if it was after Han and Finn, but before the next scene. But there's a quick cutaway back to the control room where Admiral Akbar says, "The oscillator's still standing," and an officer says, "X-Wing's coming back for another round of attacks." And then it cuts back into Han and Finn finding Rey and all that. So I don't know. I have no notes about that other than that it exists. That we got a little quick Admiral Akbar
like it really
talking about stuff.
Added much except for some Akbar.
Right. Which now when we look back and we're like, oh no, all the Akbar.
Every minute of Akbar minute, is precious because
he was taken
Akbar
too soon.
Minute.
Now that he's taken from us.
Yeah. But other than that, that's all I got. Do we, Alex, have any Admiral Akbar shirts that you can think of?
I don't think so. He's difficult to draw, Admiral
Akbar.
He is
difficult to draw.
Because he looks, depending on what angle he's at, his face has a lot of weird contours.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe by the time this is up, maybe I've gotten off my lazy Mon Calamari butt and done it.
Well,
Asterios, I think, has some merch, doesn't he? Some,
probably.
Almost 100%.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I don't have any of it. I love those videos.
Well, we will check to see if he has any. We'll check to see if we have any. If we do have any, they'll be showing up at StarWarsMinute.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H, which links to our page, which has all of our
merch,
T-shirts and mugs and whatever else you might be looking for. Jenny, can we come back tomorrow? Or can we
You guys
stay?
Can sleep here again tonight. You okay, just have cool. to switch off who's spooning.
Right.
Okay. This is an odd night.
It's an odd... Boy, is it. So we'll be back here. Jenny will be back here.
I'll definitely be back.
Hopefully you listeners will be back here tomorrow for a brand new episode of Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.